Tanarabanan. Chamisha Dvarim Nemru B'Kelev Shota. There are five things that are said about a Kelev Shota, about a crazy rabid dog. Number one, Piv Posuach. Mouth is always open. Viriro Notef. Its saliva is dripping. Adnav Sruchos. Its ears are drooped. V'Zanav Amunach Al-Yarkasav. Its tail is between its legs. U'mahalech B'tidei Rodrachim. It's in the side roads. V'yesh Omrim Af Noveach. It barks. V'ein Kol Nishma. No one hears it. V'mayhave. Why did the dog come this way? Rav Amar Nashim B'kashfanios Misacheket Bo. The women that are involved in witchcraft made some, I don't know, spell on the dog or something. And Shmuel Amar, Ruach Ra Shara Olav. Some bad spirit is resting on the dog. May Benayhu, what's the difference in these two reasons? The difference is, Lamaktale Bidavar Hanizrak. If you should kill it with something that you have to throw. Rashi says on top, Lamanda Amar Ruach Ra Shara Olav. If you hold it, there's a Ruach Ra on the dog. Lo Yikrav Etzlo Lahargo Biyadayim. You shouldn't kill it with your hands. You shouldn't go near it. Ella zorak bo chet osakin vahargo. Shoot an arrow at it or a knife and kill it that way. Tanikav said to Shmuel. The Sabai said supports that. Kishahargan oso, when you kill it, in hargan oso ella bedover hanizbak. Only kill it with something that's thrown. Something that's thrown, you shouldn't go right near it. Okay. Dechayev bay, if it pushes you, mistakein. It's going to make you sick. It's going to harm you. The Nachas Bey, if it bites you, Mayas, you're going to die. The Chayef Bey, Mistakein, if it pushes you, you're going to get sick. Mayas, Tekante, what do you do to fix that problem? What do you do to fix that problem? And the Gemara says, Nishlach Mane, you take off your clothes, Vinirhat, and you run around without your clothes on. Okay? Rufuna Bey, Yeshua, Chaf Bey, Chad Minayu, Beshuka, once there was a dog, a rabid dog that pushed him in the street. Shalchin Lamane for right. He took off his clothes and he was running around. I don't know exactly what that means. Amar Kamaisi Kiyamti Baatmi Chachma Hachachma Tichya Baleha. I said about myself, I was smart. Denachis Le Mayas, if it bites you, you're gonna die. Samaita Kante, what do you do? They shouldn't die. Amar Baya Nesi Mishcha Mesi Mishcha. Mishcha means a hide. The apa dichra, from a male monkey, take the hide of a male monkey. Others have a different gear to what this means, but this is the most G-rated version of what this is. Take a male hide of a male monkey, the nichta of aleha, and write on the hide, ana plani bar plani, I am so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. Amashcha the apa dichra, and I'm have this hide of a donkey, of a monkey. I have the hide of a monkey, of a male monkey, kasfin alach, and I write on it, kanti, kanti, klirus, which is some kind of incantation. Vamrila, others say, kandi, kandi, klirus, ka, 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 tzvakos, amen, 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 selah.
How does this work with Yeses Gemara?
That what?
We learned, went through the Tosfos, and
he said, it's the seguli.
Exactly.
There's no such thing as seguli. Right.
What is this? By the way, yeah, last night I was thinking, we had a whole thing about whether you're allowed to carry an amulet on Shabbos, because that might work. So how is that?
Right, and it has nothing to do with natural medicine. Right. That's not natural medicine. It's not natural.
We just said yesterday in a case where it's known to work, but not work, but as well. So how's it less than an amulet than a command?
That's a good question.
Actually worked.
No, but it's not natural. If it works, it's not because of medical knowledge. It works. It's magic, right? It's segula. It works. Like this thing over here, the incantations, they work. They're not.
He's arguing with the Gemara.
What?
Now no, so he's now completely arguing with
right,
the
Gemara. Right. Right.
We have to go back to the original sheet.
Correct. Okay. Then he says like this: "Vanashlechinhe lemane, take the clothes that you were wearing when you got bitten, ulakavrinhe be kivri, and bury them ad treza yachishata for 12 months. Vanafkinu." Then take them out after 12 months. Vina klino betanura, put them in a fire. Vina brinhu lekat mei afroshas rachim, and sprinkle the ashes of the clothes that had burnt after they were buried for 12 months on the crossroads in the town. Vahanach treisa yachishata, and during those 12 months, when your clothes are being buried, kishasi, when you drink maya water, Lo lishti ela begavusa dinachasha. Only use a copper kli. Only use a copper kli. Dilma chazi babua disheda v'lithakin. Maybe you'll see the shadow of a shade, and you'll be put in harm's way. What does this mean? I have no idea what this means. Okay. Kihada ava bar Marta, hava ava bar Menune, avzal ime gufsa de dava. His mother made him a golden cup, even better than copper, a golden cup. He should drink from that while he got bitten by the dog and is waiting the year. Okay. The Ode of Ravnasya ben Charash, he said that if someone's sick on Shabbos, right, if someone has a throat something, a problem on Shabbos, they give him some medicine and they put it into his mouth on Shabbos. Because it's a sakana, and they could do it. Rabbi Yochanan chash be tafdina. Rabbi Yochanan had the sickness called tafdina. What is that? Says Rashi, choli hashinayim, some tooth problem, v'achanichim, and it's also tooth, v'hamachcha b'peh, starts in the mouth, v'gomer b'vnei me'ayim, it ends off in the stomach, u'mesukenhu, and it's dangerous. What exactly it is, I don't know, but whatever it is, it's dangerous. So he had that. Ozol gabe dahi machunisa. He went to this certain some woman of delay Milsa Chamsha Umale Shabza, and she healed him on Thursday and Friday. Amalei Shabbos Mai. What do I do on Shabbos? Said Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei Lo Tzrichna. You're not going to need the medicine on Shabbos. You're done. You're fine. Imit Drichina Mai. What if I do need it? What if I do? So Amalei Ishtabali Delo Megalit. Swear to me, you're not going to tell anybody what the potion is. Because it's Shabbos, not going to see with Shabbos. I'll give you the potion in advance, but swear to me you won't tell anybody. Ishtabat lahad liyisrael lo magalina. He swore that he won't reveal it to the God of the Jews. Nafak, so she gave it to him. Nafak, he went. Drasha bepirka, and he publicized it in the shir what the potion is. So voishtabale, but he swore he wouldn't do that. So Gemara says no. Lelo kadi yisrael lo magalia. He swore he wouldn't reveal it to Hashem. But to the Jewish people that he will reveal it. So he didn't violate his Shavua. Like that answer? So the Gemara says, Vayik Achil Hashem. There's a Achil Hashem. And the answer is, the Megali Le Meikara. No, he told her. He told her in advance. I won't tell God, but I'll tell my students in the yeshiva. So he told her. So it wasn't a Achil Hashem. So what was the Shavua then? Why she didn't want that? So I'm not 100% sure what the story is going on either. In a few days from now, later in the week, we're going to have a whole daf on Chil Hashem. I was preparing it yesterday, looking it over yesterday. It's really going to make your hair stand up on end. What the Gemara says about people that are Mechal Hashem. Right? It's scary, scary things. You know, you hear these stories in the news and people are, you know, it's just scary. How their priorities are so messed up. It's amazing. Like I said, it's a scary Gemara later in the week. Anyway, my of delay. So Taka, what is the potion? Now that he told everybody, he might as well put in the Gemara. What is the potion? Samar v'acha b'edervami meseor. Seor is flour water. Shemen zayith. Umelach. And also salt. V'yema omar sar gufe. No, it's sar itself. Shemen zayith umelach. Not the liquid of seor, but sar itself. Ravashi Amar Mishcha de Gafna de Avza, which is, that means, says Rashi, Shuman Moach Etzim Katan, it's the fat of the small bone that's Barosh HaKanaf Oaf, that's by the head at the top of the wing, Shikorin Knail, Sacha Osa Al Tzadav. You rub that on your forehead. Okay? Amar Abaya, Ana Avdi Lakulu, I did all these things, V'lo Istai, I didn't get healed. Ad Amar Liyahutayya, one Arab told me, I see Kishyasa, bring seeds, the Zesa of an olive, the Lo Mali Tlasa, that's not a third yet grown, the Kalinhu Benura, and burn it in a fire, Imra Charta, in a new pot, the Adbik Bekavi Dire, and then attach it to your teeth. Avrache, did that Vista, and I got healed. Mimayhave, why do you, Mayhave means, why do you get it?
Yeah.
Why do you get this disease? Mechami chamimi dechiti, from the heat of the hot kernels. Umishure katsa daharsana, and from the leftover fish brine, you can get this disease. Umay simone, what's the simen? kad rami mide b'chia v'asa dama mibe dari, which means that when you put something on your teeth, blood flows out of your teeth. Something like that. Rabbi Yochanan, ki chash, when he got sick, b'tzafdina, with this disease, avad hachi b'shabsa v'itzi. He did it on Shabbos and he got healed. Ah, Rabbi Yochanan, hechi avad hachi, how did he do that? Amar v'nachan bar Rav Yitzchak, shayin tzafdina, holo mas klopev, v'gom v'nemayayim, therefore it's a sakana, so you can do it even on Shabbos. Amar Rav Chia, bar Abba, Rav Yochanan, kiman, who holds like that? Kribanatzi ben Chorash. Dharma who said, hachoshish b'piv, someone has something with his mouth. Matil notzama b'Shabbos. We give him this medicine even on Shabbos. The problem is that this is a das yachid. Why are we holding like a das yachid? Only Menashe ben Chorash said that. The majority opinion was it's not true, right? A Malay. No, the answer is Shani Omer v'zu v'lo ba'acheres. No. Everyone agrees with Menashe ben Chorash about this. Everyone agrees to this that it's a refuah that's mutar on Shabbos. The v'lo ba'acheres was the argument about the shekel of shota. They argued about that issue, whether you could feed him the dog's own liver. That they argued about, and that Rav ben Chorash was a das yachid. But about this issue, it was not a das yachid. He's a conventional shita, and if we could hold like him, lema misayele. Let's say there's a brisa that supports that. It says there's a support like this: misha achzo yirkon. If someone has some disease called yirkon, ma'achilat also basar chamor. You give him donkey meat. Misha nashchol kelef shota. If someone has a kel shota, someone is bitten by a kel shota, ma'achilat also mechatzar kaved shalo. You give him his own the dog's own liver. You give it to feed. You feed the guy. V'achoshesh b'piv. If someone has something wrong with his mouth, matil losam b'shabbos. You give him the medicine. Divrei Reb Manasseh ben Charash. V'cham omrim be'elu ein behem rishon refuah. These are not refuah. What do you mean by these? Be'elu lemute mai. What did he mean to exclude when he said these? I don't agree with. My lav lemute sam. Didn't he come to exclude I don't agree with Sam, right? So, in other words, that I agree with him. These I don't agree, but about the Sam I agree. Lo, that's not what it means. Lemute makizin dam sar lisaruchni. No, what I meant was I agree about the dam, about taking bloodletting for sarunchi, some other disease. That I agree with, but about these I don't agree with him. This makes sense. The Tanya, Shlosha Dvarim Amar B'Yishmael B'Rabbi Yossi, Sheshama Mishem Menasseh Ben Charash. They heard three vorts from Rabbi Yossi in the name of Menasseh Ben Charash, who were trying to figure out if he's a Das Yachid or not. What are the three? Number one, Mekizin Dam L'Sarun Chi B'Shabbos. You can bloodlet for this disease on Shabbos. Number two, Mishchanah Shal Kelev Shota Machil Raso Mechatar Kavet Shalo. And if you get bitten by a rabid dog, you eat the dog's own liver. And number three, v'achoshesh b'piv, matil on tzam b'Shabbos. If he has some problem with his mouth, you can give medicine on Shabbos. Why? Because he held all these are sakana. He held that. V'chacham omrim b'ilu ein behem mishum refuah. These are not refuah. So when he said these are not refuah, what he meant to say was these are not refuah, but other things I agree with him. What are the other things? B'ilu l'mute mai. What is he coming to exclude where he does agree with him? My love, atarte basraisa, the last two things, meaning kelef shota and the tilis tasam b'shabbos, only the first one. No, l'mute deresha comes to exclude the first one, right? Which is the sarunchi. Velo atarte deresha kamaisa. No, don't say lo. Atarte deresha kamaisa l'mute deseifa, right? Meaning to, I agree with him on the first two. And it's to exclude the last one. Meaning, I agree with him about the last one. But there's no right that I agree with him about bloodletting on Shabbos. Okay. Next. Toshma. The braisa that says like this. Tutani Rabba Bar Shmuel. Ubra Shei Recha. If a pregnant woman... now we're going to have much more halacha lemaisa, much more relevant things. If a pregnant woman smells some food, ma'achilinoso, and it's not kosher food, right? I'm sorry, it is kosher food. It's Yom Kippur. So ma'achilinoso ad shtoshev nafsha. You let her eat until she calms down. Why? It's a sakana. Umisha nashchol kelav shota, and if someone's bitten by a rabid dog, ma'achil l'asom mechatzar kovet shalo. You feed him the dog's liver. V'achoshesh b'piv, and if someone has some mouth problem or something, ma'tilin lo sam b'shabbos. You give him medicine even on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Shomer Rishum, Rabbi ben Harash. Fine. V'chaham omrim, b'zu v'lo ba'acherath. About this I agree, but not the other things. So again, b'zu ahaya, what's that going on? Ilema a'ubra, if it's going on the pregnant woman, it's a pshita. It's obvious. Ubra mi ikalamanda amar delo. Does anyone say by a pregnant woman not to give her the food? No one says that. Everyone agrees, you can give her the food. Why? She's in a sakara.
How come he didn't say the whole thing about whispering in her ear?
We're going to get to that. There's a different brisa. We're going to get to that. Ella, rather, but the Mishnah also didn't say that. The Mishnah also didn't say that. The Mishnah said, if a pregnant woman needs to eat, you give her food. Try not to, but you give her. Now, Elav, Asam. Rather, it's going on the Sam. It's going on the Shmamina. You're right. That's what that the Chum agree with Rabbi Nassim and Harash, that medicine for a mouth throat problem, you're allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. They agree with him about that. Ravashi Amar Masnisa Namideka. The Mishnah even says that. Why? It says for Od Amar Benasim and Harash Hachoshesh Bepiv. If someone has a mouth problem, Matilin Losam B'Shabbos. V'lo Pligi Rabbanon Aleh. The Rabbanon didn't argue about that issue. The V'Misa the Pligi Rabbanon Aleh. If they would have argued on it, L'Ravinu, they should have combined all the statements. V'Lasaninu Liflo Rabbanon B'Seifa. They should have said just that the Rabbanon argued with him on the Seifa. They should have argued with him here as well. Since they didn't, Shmamina. It's a riot that they don't argue with him. Okay. Then we said that if someone has some kind of disease that they feel is a sakonas nefashos, you can give him the medicine because the Mishnah said that they should suffering nefashos who? It's suffering nefashos. V'chol suffering nefashos doches haShabbos, and all suffering nefashos is doches haShabbos. Okay. Amr of Yehuda Amar Rav, lo suffik Shabbos zu bilvad amru, el afilu suffik Shabbos acheres. Not only this Shabbos is a suffik, we'll call Shabbos, but even next Shabbos. What does that mean? Heichi dami, what does that mean? Kigon damru duha l'tamanya yome. We feel that this person is going to need medicine for 8 days, right? L'tamanya yome v'yome v'yome kam a Shabbos, and the first day is a Shabbos, which means the last day is also going to be a Shabbos. First, listen. So, I would have thought let's start the medication on Sunday. So we only have to violate one Shabbos, right? We don't have to violate two Shabboses. Kamash Milan, we don't say that. He needs it right now. We're not going to wait till Sunday. He goes to the doctor on Friday. He wasn't feeling well. Not 100%. You do it right now. You can heat up hot water for a chola on Shabbos. If the chola is going to die, he needs hot water. Heat it up on Shabbos. Bein lahashkosa, whether he needs it to drink, bein lahavrosa, whether he needs it to wash or something, or to, you know, refresh him. Either way, warm up the water on Shabbos. Full Shabbos zubulvad amru, not only for this Shabbos, elafilu Shabbos acheres, even for next Shabbos. Vein omrim namtim lo, we don't say, well, let's wait till Monday, Tuesday, and if we need to, we'll start him on the regimen now, so we only have to violate one. You don't say that. Shema yavri, maybe he'll get better. El lecham lo miyad, you do it right away. The nation suffik nefashos docha es haShabbos. V'lo suffik Shabbos zu elafilu suffik Shabbos acheres. Right. So Shabbos, the guy's not feeling well. Well, we'll wait till Matzah Shabbos, and we'll start the process. No, don't do that. The ain osim dvarm halolu, and you don't do these things lo ayde nachrim, not through gayim, lo ayde kusiyim, not through mogayim, ela ayde gedolei Yisrael. Tosfos is on top. We read it yesterday. Afilu hecha de efshar benachwi. If you have a guy sitting around with nothing to do, mitzvah be Yisrael, it's a mitzvah to use a Jew. Shema yis'atzal anachri, because the guy's going to be lazy. For lo yaseh, he's not going to do it right. For yotz v'yavol de sakana, it'll come to a sakana. You hear that? No? That's what Tosa says. Don't let the guy do it, because the guy doesn't realize the importance. He's not going to be as quick about it as the Jew would. V'ein omrim yaseh davarm halalu. I'm not sure what this line means. The Ein Omrim, you don't say, Yasid Dvar Malalu, let's do these things, Lo Alpi Nashim, Lo Alpi Kusim, not with women, not with Kusim, what does that mean?
On the assessment, it says.
No. Aval mitzdarfen l'das acheres. But we will use it for the assessment.
Right,
so what don't you use it for? I don't know what this means. Rashi says, kigon, shnayim omrim tzarech, shlosha omrim ein tzarech.
By themselves, we don't hold by them.
I see.
But if other people that corroborate.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So by themselves, they don't hold from them.
So this is the mekor for to go against in the sheikaris.
Right.
Right?
So it says, kigon, shnayim omrim tzarech. No, so two people say he needs the medicine. Ushlosha omrim ein tzarech. And three people say, no, he doesn't need it. The isha okusi omrim tzarech. And a woman and a kusi says, no, I think he does need it. We'll put them into the mix, and then it'll be 50-50, and then suffering the fashas l'hakol. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Mekapchin pikuach nefesh b'shabbos. We engage in pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. The hazar is, and if someone does it v'dzrizos, hareze b'shubach. You're praised. V'ein tzarech litol reshus mi bezdin. You don't have to get permission from bezdin. You don't have to call the rabbi. My next door neighbor is dying. What should I do? You don't have to do that. Hakeitzer, what do you do? Ra tinok shenafal liyam. You see a baby drowning in the ocean. Poresh metuda. Throw a net. Umale. And get him out of there. Vazar is, and if you do the vizrizes, harezeh meshubach. It's very good. V'ein tzarech litol reshus mi bezdin. You don't have to ask bezdin what to do. Afagaf, listen to this, to cover Tyre Kivri. Even though when you put the net in, fish came up too. So you trapped on Shabbos fish. You don't have to ask a child about that issue.
No, but can you eat that fish?
I don't know. You don't have to ask Bezin about that issue. Ra tinok, you saw a baby, shenafal abor, fell down into a pit. Oker, chulya, umaleu. Start digging. Get the baby out of there. You need to get, maybe the pit was too narrow for you, so you have to, put the baby fit in it, and start digging. And if your zar is even better. You don't have to get reshus from bezin. Afagav the mesakin darga. I made an excellent pit over here. I made an excellent pit for the after Shabbos. It's fantastic. Don't ask any questions about that. Rosh and Anela Dallas with Netanok. You see the baby's locked in the house. The baby got locked in the house. You're outside. The baby's inside, or in the room. Or in the house, right? The baby's inside and you can't get out, and you're outside. Shavrua, break the door down. Umotza, and take the baby out. Vazar is a reza meshubach. If you do it with the tzrizos, it's even better. Vein tzarech litol reshus mibezdin. You don't have to ask permission from bezdin. Af al gav to come a chavein lemitbar b'shifui. Even though when you broke the door down, you made nice cuts of wood. You have excellent cuts of wood now, right? Don't worry about it.
Why do we need all three cases?
The Gemara is going to ask that question in a second. There's one more case. There's four cases. So before we get to that, Torah HaShulchan Es, understand, what do you mean you have nice wood? Why don't you break the door down? You have nice, even though I made nice wooden planks, don't worry about that. Like, but the other, there's no way to get the baby out. I have to go through a net. How am I getting the baby? A fish come up, what can I do? Here, what do you mean you make nice planks? Why'd you make nice planks? So why don't you smash the door down? What do you mean you had nice planks?
Maybe just when you smash it, it would actually just fall into
the knife. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, no. Because you don't want to make too much noise and scare the baby. It's also a problem. So you have to make nice, quiet planks. Make nice planks. The baby shouldn't get freaked out. What's going on? That's why you made nice planks. What do you think of that verse?
I'm going to tell you how they used to build doors in the old days.
Yeah?
They used to put planks together.
Uh-huh.
They put planks together?
Right. So that's what he's saying. That's why.
Can I ask you how you know things? Why are you always asking that question?
Because I'm curious to know how.
That's what Aruch HaShulchan said. That's why.
The museum, you saw the doors, the wall things down.
That's why they had nice planks. Because you don't just smash the door down and scare the baby. That could be a sakana for the baby. So they do it nicely, and then you have good, nice, beautiful planks there. Don't ask questions about that. What are you going to do? Can I use them with the fish? And for later, he asked that question. Right now, go save the baby. Last case, number four. Mechabin, umafsikin, if they had leka b'shabbos, you can put, so mechabin means to put out a fire. Mafsikin means to put out the fire in an indirect way. What?
Block it.
Block the fire, exactly. So mechabin means to put out the fire. Umafsikin means to block the fire, if they had leka, from a fire. B'shabbos, on Shabbos. And if you do it quickly, even better. You don't have to ask permission, even though you made beautiful coal, and much, we can have amazing barbecue Matzah Shabbos. Coal is going to be so great, it's going to be shmak. Again, don't ask that question. Don't worry about that issue. Just save the baby. The baby's in front of a fire, the fire raging, right? So get the fire away from him. I can have a barbecue Matzah Shabbos? We'll deal with that question Matzah Shabbos. So Tosfos asks, one second, if I could put out the fire, I could for sure block the fire. So I'd say twice. You could put it out and block it. It's obvious.
Because the block is not even, doesn't actually
be Pikuach Nefesh, the block. So Rashi,
look at Tosfos. Tamely.
Yeah, what's the answer?
Because if you're going to say, I'm going to block it first, and you're not going to extinguish it, you're going to try to do the indirect way first, and it doesn't work.
She's going to say something very, very similar to that. Very same idea. Tamely. Davile zu, fein tzarech lomar zu. It's zu vein tarach lamazu. I don't have to mention that. The kivon the lekibu shari. If I'm allowed to put it out, kolshke in the hafsek, I can totally block it. V'yesh lomar, and the answer is afil la'asuye kalim derech rishus harabim. Even if I have to go take kalim from down the block, right? Lahafsek behen, and to block the fire. The sol kadai de chamina dafku lekibu shari. Only to put it out is okay. It's I'm bringing it from the street. Dikatarti, there's two problems. Number one, hotzah, and I'm taking it out of the street. Vachnasa, right? And I'm vagram kibui. I'm doing all the avirus. Not only am I just putting out the fire, but I'm also carrying now. Right? I'm also carrying. Va'ot, it's still better. In other words, what Monty's saying is true. Whatever's faster. If that's going to be faster than calling the fire department to get it, then do that. I am doing more malachas, so what? That's what you do. V'od, same idea what you're saying. V'od, sokadai d'chamina, kibui shari tvei. No, it's better to put it out. Shehu, boror yoser, shiatil, because that's a surefire way. If I put it out, it's a surefire way. Right? And the fire goes out. Avo, lahavi, kalim, but I'm going to go with shlop with kalim. Dilma, kodim, sheyivim, tavrad leka. Maybe by the time I go get the kalim, v'nimtza, shechilo shabbos, shol tzarech. Kamash Malan, you do whatever is faster. You do whatever is better for you. You do whatever is going to make that fire go out faster to save the baby. Okay.
So we had the question. Remember we had that gramophone here?
Yeah.
And I never understood it. If you were able to do it, why would you want to spend the time
doing right. that? So it's only when it's not...
stress.
Right, it's only when it's not an emergency like that. So if it's not such an emergency like that, then use the gramophone. Right? If it's not such an emergency. If it is, you don't bother with it. Yeah, we're busy with that. Utsmichi. And now the Gemara says in Josh's point, I needed to mention all four cases. The Iashminan, Yam, if they only had the case of the river, Mishum da'adahachi v'hachi azale. Because if you don't save that baby, he's going to drown. Aval, bar, the kayasiv, but he's sitting in a pit. So why is he going to, is he safe? He's safe in the pit. Aima, maybe, lo tzmicha. I have to go dig a pit down to get him out? He's already safe in there. What's going to happen to him? That's not right. He could die. In the ocean, we all agree, he could die. He's going to drown. Go save him. What about in a pit? He's safe.
Because
when he can die immediately, when he can die... Exactly. He's petrified in there. Little baby's petrified in the bar. It's dark. He's down. But if the door is closed, on the other side of the door... Efshir de Yasiv Bahai Gisa. So I'll stand the other side of the door. Umeshabesh le bam guze, and I could make the noise with some toys. I could talk to him. Don't worry, I'm right here. You can't see me, but I'm right here. Play some, make some noise with some tchotchkes, and then it's okay. I don't have to go break the door down. Tzvichi, I can break the door down. That's not an answer. Umechabin, umafsikin, lovely. Dafilu lechatzer acheres. Even in a different chatzar. What does that mean, a different chatzar? Rashi says, Tleika b'chatzar zu. The fire is raging in this chatzar. V'nefashos b'chatzar acheres. But the people are in the other chatzar. V'heim cholim oktanim. And they can't save themselves. They're cholim or ktanim. What do? You go to the other chatzar. You put out the fire in the other chatzar. I have to carry, whatever. None of this matters. Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Lo halchu b'pikuach nefesh achar harov. We don't go, when it comes to pikuach nefesh, we don't go after the rov. Right? What does that mean? Hechidami, what does that mean? We don't go after the Rov. That means as follows. What does that mean? Enema doesn't mean Deka Tisha Yisrael. There's nine Jews, Fikusi Echa Benayu, and one guy over there, right? And then what's the question? Should I get the shovel and start, should I get the crane and start digging out the building collapse? There was nine Jews and one guy in the building. Do I go Ruby Yisrael? Most of the Jews. So of course you do it. He made a statement. We don't go after the Rov when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh. What does that mean? Does it mean there's a case with nine and one? That doesn't make any sense. El Palga, El Palga, 50-50? Is that the case? We don't go after the Rov? Safek Nefashos Lahakal. Safek Nefashos. The case must be El De'ika Tishakusim. There's nine Goyim, V'Yisrael Echad, and one Jew. That's what must, does it mean that? And then we don't go after the Rov? So even though there's nine Goyim, one Jew, we still B'chal Shavit to try to save that Jew? Hanari Pshita. It's also Pashat. Why is it Pashat? Tavilei Kikavua. Because as if it's Kavua. V'chol Kavua Kamech Samech Sadami. And every Kavua as if it's 50-50. So it's 50-50. They're all Kavua. They're all under the rubble. So it's 50-50. Lotzricha Deparish L'chatzer Acheres. I'm not sure what this means exactly, what the case is. He's in another Chatzer. He went to another Chatzer. If he went to another Chatzer, then what are you being Mechal Shabbos for? I don't understand the case. Ma'azatema, I would have thought, called the parish, Miruba parish, Kamash Malan, the Lohachal Pikuch Nefesh Achar Rov. We don't go after the Rov. So even though it might not be a Rov that we would consider in other areas, when it comes to Pikuch Nefesh, we don't go after the Rov. See, there's nine Goyim, one Jew, and it's not Kavua, so therefore it's 90% chance it's not a Jew. We don't go after the Rov.
I thought it's
stores. It applies, it's a funny thing anyway, to hold this whole group. Any, what's going on here? Amar Yosi, Amar Asi, Amar Yochanan, Tisha Kusim, nine Goyim, V'Yisrael Echad, and one Jew, Ba'osu Chatzar, Bepakhin. You get the shovel. You start removing the rubble right away. B'Chatzar Acheres, Eim Fakhin. But if it's another Chatzar, you don't. So he just said you do. So what's going on? Lokasha. Had the parish Kulu, had the parish Miksas Yaihu. What does that mean? So, somebody went to the other chatzar, but we don't know if it's a Jew or a guy. So therefore, there'd be no Jews there.
You went from a vaday that they're in the building
to suffix.
If they're in the building at all.
Exactly. Right? Right.
So what does it change then?
It does. Because if there's nine Jews, nine guy in one, and one Jew in one building, no matter what, clear out, stop there, that's wrong.
Right.
If they went to another side, you don't know if the Jew went there, the guy went there, who went to the other side, and the building fell on top of them, then...
So it's a snake.
Exactly.
So snake,
the first one's not a snake, it's a snake. There are nine Jews, going to a Jew there.
No, but you're not trapped. Only one's trapped.
Correct, you're not who it is.
So that's a suffix.
I guess it can be a snake.
Yeah, right. So you don't even know if you went to that other courtyard in the first place, and even if you did, you don't know if it was in the building.
Exactly.
And
fine.
I guess that's the one where you don't dig him out.
What?
I guess that's the case where you don't dig him out.
Correct.
You don't even know if he's there in the first place.
Exactly.
And he's a minority anyway.
Exactly. Exactly. Fine. So we're going to stop here because it just keeps on going. No, it's a good spot. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.